Helen, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Chris. We're going to talk about the Medupi explosion and then the Kendall power plant getting hit by fire. What in the world is happening to our grid?
Breakfast with Refilo Emolata
on Cape Talk.
Chris Helen, energy analyst and MD at EE Business Intelligence. How are you this morning? Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Rafilwe, and thank you for having me on your show, and good morning to the listeners.
Likewise, so grateful to have you. So, Eskom is currently putting out fires at Kendall Power Station in Mpumalanga. What in the world happened there?
Well, we don't know the intricate details, but we do know that a generator transformer, which is a huge piece of machinery that steps up the voltage from the generator up to the voltage of the transmission grid, This caught fire. It looks like it kind of exploded and completely burnt out to the extent that it is going to have to be completely replaced. It's a write-off. We don't know the exact cause yet as to the root causes of the fire. Eskom say they are busy investigating, as they always do, but very often we never hear the outcome of these investigations.
All right. What does that imply, I suppose, for the availability of electricity going forward?
Well, each of these generators is a little over 600 megawatts, and each generator that tripped was 600 megawatts, 650 megawatts, and there's three of them. So you can say in round figures about 1,800 megawatts is taken off the grid, of which the one unit is going to take some time to replace the generator. The other two units need some repair work to cables that got burned in the fire and resulted in tripping out of two of the generators. So those are likely to come on sometime this week, but it means that there is 1,800 megawatts less of generation capacity available to meet demand over the next few days until the two generation units are brought back on stream. And then 650 megawatts will be out for some time until they replace the transformer. Now, to order a new transformer, could take 2 years to get a new transformer, but it is possible that they may be able to move a transformer from another generation unit that is not in service and not unlikely to be in service for some time and use it. And these are the kind of engineering investigations that will be taking place to look at the solutions to speed up this process.
Chris, it feels as though we are in this perpetual almost 20 billion loss phase, right? So it was 21 billion 2018-19, then 2019-20, into 2021 is 18 billion. You know, it just feels as though, and in many parts, those kinds of losses come about because of these one-off expenses. The Medupi explosion, or it's actually the diesel. They're these kinds of extraneous, extramural expenses, and they seem as though they're no longer one offs. Like 3 years in, this is becoming a course of doing business.
Yeah. So you've hit the nail on the head. There are a number of costs that get incurred by such failures. So first of all is the direct cost to Eskom of replacing that equipment. Now, it's not as serious as one may think, because sometimes these things are covered by insurance, but sometimes not, depending on whether there's been negligence or gross negligence involved. But more important, of course, is when you lose this sort of generation capacity, it has to be replaced by more expensive sources of generation, including the diesel open cycle gas turbines, running them harder than usual, using more diesel. And of course, the diesel is much, much more expensive than coal. So this results in increased operating costs. And then finally, of course, there's the cost to the economy of the increased incidence of load shedding if it comes to that. The cost of so-called unserved energy has an impact on the general economy. But this loss that you talked about at Eskom, around about 20 billion rand a year, has been there for the last 2 years, and it looks like it's going to continue going forward. And really, of course, we also see bailouts of about 60 billion rand a year coming from the shareholder. And that is to repay debt. And you've seen that Eskom's debt has decreased recently, and that is because of government bailouts. One tends to think, oh, wonderful, Eskom is reducing its debt, it's doing great things. Well, it is doing some good things, but the majority of the debt reduction comes from the taxpayer.
Correct.
From bailouts. Yeah.
A point that gets brushed over often, too often. Thank you so much, Andre de Reiter, but honestly, that 56 billion out of the 80 or so billion that was paid back came from the bailout. And the rest of it came from Rand movements. So there's not much that is actually being changed at Eskom. All right. It's a bleak picture. It's a bleak picture, Chris. But to be frank, it's not like you haven't been calling this for several years.
Yeah. Look, the other thing just to say is, we always want to know what happened. What happened at Medupi? What happened at Kusidi? What happened with a generator explosion? What happened with a transformer burner? The problem is we generally never get to hear the output. And the reason for that is that there are huge sums of money involved. There's investigations involved, fingers being pointed at, is it Eskom? Is it negligence? Is it gross negligence? There's the insurance company involved. And there's a whole lot of litigation that takes place, negotiations, arbitrations. And finally, a settlement is reached, and we never hear the output because the settlements are considered to be confidential in most cases. And so the whole thing swept under the carpet, and we never hear the real reasons.
All righty. Chris Heerlen, thank you so much. Energy analyst and MD at EE Business Intelligence. Always a pleasure.